Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Meir Turin. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
Today's daf that we'll be talking about, Bez Hashem, is Maseches Yevamos, daf Kufvav. Now on daf Kufhei on the Beis, there is a very yisaidistic sugya towards the very end of the Amid, which has ramifications in our sugya as well, daf Kufvav, Amid Aleph. Over there, we have learned, and it says in the Mishnah, there's a story with someone did chalitza just between him and the Yavama, the Beis HaSurim in jail. And the story came before Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva paskin that the chalitza is valid. And this the Gemara asks, if it just happened between the two of them, so how do we know about it? Amar of Yehuda Mar Shmuel, the Edom Rayin Eisem Yibachutz. What happened was that there were Edom who from the outside saw this transpiring, and that's how we know about it. Now there's a tremendous machlekes Rishonim how to understand the Gemara. The Nemuki Yosef in the Mishnah writes that since the Gemara says we have to be talking about Edom Rayin Eisem Yibachutz, Zokti Nemuki Yosef, the Pshat is because even if they'll come and be made to us, that a chalitza took place, and they're believed by us. However, it doesn't help anything, because ein davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim. Pashtus, the kavana of the Muki Yosef is, we find two gedarim when it comes to edim. One edus we find is called edus levure milsa, where the whole concept of testimony is just to reveal to us a fact, a story that happened. But we find another concept of edim. Edom lekume milsa. Like we know, the halacha is someone who makes a kedushin without edom, ain chayshin lekedushin. There is no chashash kedushin, because the chalais kedushin, in order for kedushin to take effect, the halacha is we need edom witnessing the action in order for the action to have any validity. And therefore, the Nemuki Yosef Pashtus is saying, since ain davish erva pachas mishnayim, even if we believe them, that will make no difference, because since the chalitza happened only b'nai l'b'na, between the two of them, not in front of witnesses, therefore the ma'isa chalitza is nothing. And so understands the Ritva in his second Mahalach, how to explain the Divrei HaGemara, that the kavan of the Gemara is b'nai l'b'na mi'adana, means to say that a chalitza needs eidim l'kume milsa. The Ritva as well points out that according to this that the Gemara had said previously on daf kuf beis on the beis, that a Yavama that grows up amongst the brothers, amongst Yavamim, the halacha is that she is possible to have Yivam done to her, because we're concerned maybe Chalta Sandal Shalachamihen, maybe she removed the shoe of one of them. Over there, the Kavana must mean that she removed the shoe in front of witnesses, because if not, the Chalitza has no validity at all, because since it's not done in front of witnesses, there is no Edus Lekume, and therefore it is nothing. The Ritva points out, according to this Mahalach, the Lashon HaGemara is a little bit hard to understand. The Gemara asks, well, if the Chalitza happened just between the two of them, Miyadana, how would we know about it? Rish Kipshuta is Mashma, that the issue of the Gemara is not that the Chalitza has no validity, but rather, though the Chalitza has validity, but how would we know about this if there's no Edim to relate to us that fact? Zakhtar Ritzva, according to this explanation, however, we have to say it's lav dafka. And the Gemara really means to say, minayadina, meaning to say, how do we know that this chalitza has any validity? Meaning to say, since there are no witnesses who saw it, therefore the chalitza has no validity at all. And the Ritzva says we could compare it to someone who says, girashti es ishti b'lei edim, I divorced my wife, not in front of witnesses. Or I married a woman not in front of witnesses, where the halacha is einoy klum, that has no validity at all. However, le'iduch gisa, on the other side of the coin, the Ritva himself, in his first pshat, learns the pashtus that we should read the Divrei HaGemara kipshutai. The Gemara's whole issue was that if the chalitza took place beinay lebeina miyadinan, how would we know about it? There's a chasar niyuti over here. Just how would we know that fact? But not because one needs witnesses in order to establish that the chalitza should have any validity at all. The Ritva says, according to this, even if both of them would be maida, however, the Gemara's question is to ask that what the haridah is not enough, even though it's biyadam lachlitz, even though both of them have it within their hands to do a chalitza now. And we find that the Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet on the Beis teaches us that a husband that says Girashti es Ishti, he says I divorced my wife, the halacha is that he's Neman. However, the Ritva says, the Gemara over there comes out that it's not a full Nemanis, it's not a full trust and belief that we have for him, but rather Zil Chayshla, it's just enough to make that Mikana Laba, from now on, we're Chayshish, we entertain the fact that perhaps there was a Gerushin. However, as Dr. Ritva, the fact that it's Biyadai is not enough to establish a full Nemanis, and that's the Gemara's question, Minaya Dinan, if the chalitza took place b'nai l'b'na, so how will we know about that fact? And on this, the Gemara answers, well, we're talking about when Eidim Reinei Saimi Bachatz. So it comes out, according to this first mahalach of the Ritva, chalitza is not considered b'chal adavir shem b'arav, which needs Eidim l'kumei milsa, and so understands the Rajbe as well, and so understands Rav Chaim in his pshat in the Rambam in Hilchos Yibum b'chalitza. Now we have to understand, if so, we have a big machlekes rishonim over here on our hands. On the one hand, we have the Muki Yosef and the second pshat of the Ritva that holds chalitza needs Eidim l'kumei. And on the other hand, we have the Rashba and we have the first pshat of the Ritva that they hold chalitza. No, chalitza does not need Eidim l'kumei milsa. What exactly is the yisoid of the machlekes over here between them? One could explain, one mahalach, the yisoid of the machlekes, whether we need Eidim l'kumei milsa bechalitza or not, based on the yisoid that Reb Chaim says in his Sefer, in Hilchos Yibum v'Chalitza, Perek Dalet, Halacha Tezayin. Reb Chaim over there is reflecting on the Rambam, where the Rambam over there paskins that if a Chalitza was done, Beinai LeBeina, just between the Yavam and the Yavama, the Rambam says it is Chalitza Psula, as a status of Apostle of Chalitza. The Lecha Mishnah over there asked, however, on the Rambam, that would seem to contradict what our Gemara says. The Gemara Maseches Yavamas and Av Kuf Hei and Mabei says that the case must be talking about Eidim Reinei Saimi Bachutz. And if so, how come the Rambam just brings down the halacha of the chalitzas beinai lebeina, it's a chalitza psula? L'chaira, the Rambam should have had to say, like our Gemara that we're talking about specifically, where there are Eidim who saw it happen, Bachutz. The Lecha Mishnah answers that there are two unique and separate things going on over here. This that the Gemara in Yavamis says we need to be talking about Eidim Reinei Saimi Bachutz, that's because the Gemara is explaining the Mishnah, which brought down that Rebbe Akiva held that a chalitza that was done b'nai l'b'na is a regular good chalitza, is a chalitza k'shera. Even though there was no bezdin, Rebbe Akiva's shita is that you don't need the bezdin. Hashenkin, the Rambam is only talking about as far as being a chalitza psula, because the Rambam paskins that a bezdin is needed, and as far as being a chalitza psula, as long as the two people tell us that a chalitza happened, that's enough to create an issue of chalitza psula. Asked Reb Chaim on the Lecha Mishnah, I don't understand. According to the Muki Yosef, that the Muki Yosef explained to us that a chalitza that is done not in front of witnesses is nothing, because chalitza needs aid in l'kumei milsa. If so, it should not even create a chalitza psula. Reb Chaim has two approaches to answer this. The first answer Reb Chaim says is perhaps since the whole idea of chalitza psul is only a chumer de rabbanon, so the same way that we find that they made this psul even in cases where midiraisa, it's nothing. So then even over here the chalitza lacks a basic entity of the chalitza that it has to be done in front of Eidim because you need Eidim l'kumei milsa. Perhaps even chay gavna the rabbanon came along and made a psul midrabbanon. Then Reb Chaim says a different pshat in the Rambam. That be'emes, the Rambam shita is not like the Numuki Yosef. And the Rambam holds that chalitza does not need bechlal edus l'kumei milsa. And for the chalitza to be kasher, the chalitza is kasher even when it's just done beinai lebeina. And Reb Chaim points out that the truth is that that is be'emes the pashtus of the sugya. The sugya's question, the Gemara only asks beinai lebeina mi'adana. If the chalitza just happened between the two of them, so how would we know about that fact? Which is mashma, that as far as the validity of the chalitza, the emes is kasher, even though it just happened b'nai l'b'na. The whole issue just is minayadina, and how would we know that this happened? Zokter Reb Chaim, therefore the Rambam learned the Gemara literally, that the Gemara means to say that chalitza really is kasher, even without Eidim. And he says, what is the pshat? Though we find that when it comes by a davar sheba erva, we find the halacha is that you need generally edus l'kume. Zot Reb Chaim, however, we find an exception to the rule. The Gemara in Ksuvis on Daf Tes teaches us that when an eishes ish is mezane, she becomes asur to her husband even without edus l'kume milsa. Mashenken, we know by Gittin and Kedushin, the din is that without edim l'kume, mekadesh and megarish v'lei edim l'klum, it's nothing. Says Reb Chaim, what indeed is the distinction between the two? Reb Chaim explains it in the following way. When it comes to znus of eishes ish, where the iser that comes about is memela, therefore, over there, the whole idea of testimony is ivri sa'di el lishakri. The whole purpose of the witness is just to relay a fact. Masha'enki, when it comes to Gittin and Kedushin, Reb Chaim says, it is not something that just happens on its own, but rather, Gittin and Kedushin is the husband creating this chalais, this effect of marriage, and creating this effect of gerushin, of divorce. And the iser and heter is being done through the actions of the man. And therefore we need Eidim L'Kume Milsa. He explains further that since Kedushin and Gerushin happens through the Bailim, therefore there's halacha that we need Das Bailim, we have to have his knowledge on the Maisa Gerushin, the action of Gerushin, and the action of Kedushin. Because since he is the Iser and the Mater, he is the one who's affecting the change over here, making her Aser or making her Mutter. Therefore, we need the das of the Bailam, the das of the one who's in charge over here, who's the Iser and the Mater. Mashenken Rav Chaim tells us a tremendous chiddush when it comes to Chalitza. When it comes to Chalitza, Rav Chaim says, it's not the pshat that the Yavam is directly severing the connection between him and the Yavama, but rather, the Yisayit of the Yavam, what he's doing by the Chalitza process, is Kavana just to do this action of Chalitza. Once the action is done, that's a din memela mi din Torah. That once this action is done, the Torah made a chalais p'tor. The Torah broke now the chain that connects the Yavam and the Yavama. So even though by Gittin and Kedushin as well, obviously he has to go ahead and do the Kedushin with giving him money, or the Gittin, the Gerushin has to be done through the Nesinas Haget. However, over there, the way it's viewed is if the person picks up a sledgehammer and smashes a window. This is the utensil he's using how to break the connection and sever the connection, but he's the one breaking the connection. The Torah is mechadish does that a husband, through giving a get, he has the ability that he himself breaks the connection between him and his wife. However, by chalitza, it's not the pshat that the Torah tells us that through doing chalitza, he has the power to sever that connection. His whole din is just to do an action of chalitza. Once the action of chalitza is done, the Torah now comes along and the Torah breaks the connection between the two of them. Therefore, Reb Chaim says when it comes to chalitza, there is not this special halacha that we need the das bailim to effect the heter, but rather we just need his kavana on that physical action, and now the Torah comes along and says that through this action, the connection is now severed. Chaim says, therefore, we understand the same way when it comes to Aishas Ish when she's mezana, that though she's affecting a change now, but since the site of the change is, it's not her doing that change, but it's just when Aishas Ish is mezana, so she now becomes asur to her husband. And over there, there's no halacha, you need edus l'kiyume. Huadim b'chalitza as well, you do not need edus l'kiyume milsa. It comes out from Reb Chaim, a tremendous chiddush in the whole understanding of the concept of Eidus L'Kiyume. Reb Chaim is understanding that Eidus L'Kiyume is sort of like notarizing the actions of a husband. That where the husband himself has the ability to be piled, to effect a change, to create a Eishas Ish, or to sever the connection between his wife, over there we need L'Kiyume Ma'isav. We need to go ahead and sort of notarize his actions that they should have a validity. Mashenken Chalitza Reb Chaim is saying is a Chalais HaTorah. The Chalais HaTorah meaning to say that the person does not have the ability himself really to sever the connection. The Torah just says, when you do this action, we come along and we make a Chalais Petor. And therefore, since it's not the Yavam himself who's causing the severance to happen, therefore there is no concept of Eidus L'Kiyume Milsa. And he says, Hu Adin, the Rambam never brings down when it comes to Yibum, the idea of Eidus L'Kiyume. He says, even though through Yibam, one is kind of his wife, one is kind of the Yavama, however, again, it's the same idea. It's considered a chalais hatayra, meaning to say the yavam just goes through the actions of doing the yibum, and then the tayra isha hitna leimen hashemayim. The tayra then gives him the yavama as a life. Mashenkin, when it comes to a regular kedushin, when he goes ahead and, for example, bia as well, is one of the ifanei hakinyan. But that same action, when it comes to kedushin, works in a different way. The Torah says through this action, a husband has the kayach, a man has the kayach to create ishus b'nehem. It comes out according to Rav Chaim. We can explain that is the pshat in the machlekes over here in the Rishonim, the Ritva and the Lishna Kama and the Rajva that hold that you do not need edus l'kume milsa. They hold where Rav Chaim is saying in the Rambam that edus l'kume is only where the edus is coming to notarize and be mekayim amaisa that the person is doing, where he is affecting the chalais. However, we can say that the Nemukei Yosef and the second Mahalach of the Ritva argue with this. And they will say that even by chalitz you need edus l'kume milsa. Either we can say they argue on this point and they hold that the way it works by chalitza as well is that the person is affecting the change, similar to gerushin. Or we can say, even if they agree with Reb Chaim, that when it comes to chalitza, the mechanics works differently, but they hold as far as the din that you need edus l'kume milsa, that is negea. It applies even in a case where the person is not being piled. Since at the end of the day, this is a davar sheba erva, they hold a davar sheba erva, all his knees are the chelik of the chalais, you need edim as well. Now as far as how come, if so, when it comes to znus, the Gemara in Ksubis on that test says you do not need edim l'kume milsa. If they hold that when it comes to a davar sheba erva, even if the person himself is not creating the chalais, he still need edim l'kume, one can say there's a big difference between the two. Where there's a chalais taking place, there's an effect when a person goes ahead and chalitza creates now, breaks a bondage between the two. So therefore you need edim l'kume in order to have that take place. Ashenkin by znus we can say there is no chalais taking place. There is no second step, an effect that happens from the action. It's just the physical act of her living with another man that the Torah says now makes her asur to her husband. But it's not like there's a breaking of a connection that was there between the two, that one would need edim l'kume milsa. Now there's another very strong question on the sugya. According to the second Mahalach of the Ritva and the Nemukei Yosef, that even by chalitza we need edim l'kume milsa, asks the Nesivus in Siman Lamed Vav Sifkat in Yud, and so asks Rav Shimon in Shari Yosha Shar Zayin Perek Hei. We know that when it comes to a davish of erva, when you need edim l'kume, it does not help to have edim just to see an action. Like the Paskin and Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezra, Simon Membeis of Gimel, we need that the Bali Dvar themselves, those who are engaged in the Kedushin and the Gerushin, they have to see the witnesses as well. And for example, if you have edim me'achayri ha'geder, edim hiding behind a fence, or edim mi'bachutz, the halacha is that those do not suffice as far as edus l'kume is concerned. If so, ask the Nesivus and Rav Shimon, we don't understand. How could the Ritva and Nemukei Yosef understand that the Edim, when it comes to Chalitza, are Edus L'kume, but our Gemara says that the Edim were Rayim Mibachutz, and it still works. If it's Edus L'kume, the halacha is that the Baldavar needs to be able to see the Edim. The Shari Yosha writes that the Ritva Meseches Kedushin and Daf Mem Gimel writes two reasons why is it that when it comes to Edus L'kume, Eidei Hatmana does not work. We need to, at the Bali Dvarim, should actually see the Eidim. First shot in the Ritva is that whenever you have something that the Eidim as an integral part of the Maisa, the Ritva's language is Lechashiv Eidis Bedavar Sheguf HaDavar Tzarech LeEidis. That is not considered Eidis when we're dealing with something that the Guf HaDavar, the thing itself, needs the testimony. El Bedavar Tzarech Eidis Shem Shikra. Where the testimony is just in order that people should not deny the facts. So Edom Mibachutz, Edom Me'achayri HaGeder, Edom looking from behind the fence suffices. However, where the testimony is something because the Guf HaDavar Tzarech HaEdus, the thing itself needs the Edus, in such a case, Edom hiding or being on the outside is not enough. And the Ritva does not explain further what exactly is the logic behind it. Number two, the Ritva explains that the issue is, if there are Edim not there, the woman could say, "Leishasakti b'shas kedushin el b'shvil shalei hayishrem Edim." The only reason why I was quiet and I accepted the kedushin is because I thought, anyways, no one's watching. I thought, anyways, it's just a big joke what you're doing. And therefore, it's considered kemekadesh b'li edim she'ein chayshin l'kedushin, because we don't know if she really agreed to the kedushin. The Shayyashu explains, according to the second reason of the Ritva, that the only reason why Eidei Hatmana doesn't work is because the woman always could claim, well, I did not accept the L'shem Kedushin. Over here we can answer our Sugya, we could say that though the Eidim were Mibachutz, but they heard them saying specifically that they're doing this L'shem Chalitza. And therefore, it would be Mashu from the Ritva, that in such a case, Eidim Me'achayir HaGadah could work, and even by Kedushin such a thing could work. Because the only issue is, because of the Chashash, she could claim she didn't see witnesses, and therefore she was not mechavan l'shem kedushin l'shem chalitza. But where she beferish said and Edom heard him say, well, we're doing this l'shem chalitza, so then it would be no issue, even though they me'achayir hageda. However, the Shariyasher says that according to the first Shan of the Ritva, that there's a din whenever you need Edom l'kume milsa, the Edom need to be there, and the balidvarim need to see them. So if so, how are these Rishonim going to understand the Teretz of the Gemara of Eidim Reina Yisayim Yibachot? Shariyashu explains that the Avnei Meluim in Simen Mem Beis explains that the reason why, when it comes to a case of Eidus Lekume, that we need that the Balei Dvarim should see the actual witnesses, is because since the Eidim play an integral part of the Chalais, therefore, the Mekadesh and the Miskadeshes have to be Mechavan, that they're being Mekadesh in front of Edim in order for it to be valid. Rashi explains that the Adim Elulim seems to be saying that since the Edim are being Mitzurif, are helping in the Chalais HaKadushin, therefore, part of the Kavana of the Mekadesh and the Miskadeshes must be they're doing this action in front of the Edim in order that that should be Mitzurif, should be part of the Chalais Kinyan. Based on this, Zakti Shari Yosher, there's a big nafkamina between Gittin and Kedushin and Chalitza. By Gittin and Kedushin, we'll review it, that the entire Chalais, the whole effect, is happening through the Baldavar, through the person going ahead and giving the get or giving the Kedushin, and therefore it's dependent upon the Ratzit of the Baldavar, dependent upon his thoughts and his das to create this Kedushin. Therefore, there's halacha that since the Edom are playing a part of it, therefore, he has to have das that he's doing in front of them. Mashengin Zokdishar Yosha, very similar to what Reb Chaim said. When it comes to Chalitza, by Chalitza, the person just needs a kavana on the action of Chalitza. But as far as the Chalais Kinyan of Chalitza that takes effect, over there you do not need the Ratzin of the Baldavar. That goes by itself, that the Torah is the Chalais HaTorah. And therefore he says, this whole concept that we need Edim in front of the Balei Dvarim is only relevant when it comes to Kedushin, Mashenkin v'Chalitza, since anyways, the Chalais is not being affected by the Baldavar, therefore Hu Adin, he does not need to have Das to be doing this action in front of the Edim. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara teaches us that a Chalitza Mutas is Kshera. What is considered a Chalitza that was done b'tayis, under mistaken understanding? Rish Lakish says the case is where they tell the Yavam Chalitz to Chalitza, ubekach atakainza, through this you're going to be able to marry her. This is a case of Chalitza Mutas, for the din is the Chalitza is still valid. Rabbi Yochanan asked Rish Lakish, I learned that the halach is bein shen iskavin hu v'lo miskavnehi. The halach is that the Chalitza is possible until both of them have kavana. So how could you tell me in such a case the Chalitza is kosher? Or rather, Dr. Rabbi Yochanan, in the case of Chalitza Mutas, that it is a valid Chalitza, is talking about where they tell him, do Chalitza, on condition that we give you 200 zuz. And like Rashi explains, even though the 200 zuz at the end of the day is not given to him, afilu hachi, the Chalitza is considered a kosher Chalitza. Now it's mevor in the Gemara, there's a halacha that when it comes to Chalitza, we need a kavana, both mitzad the Yavam and mitzad the Yavama. The Chacham Tzvi and Chuvas clears a shayla, what exactly is the kavana that we're referring to? Is it a kavana of mitzvah, like we find mitzvah trichas kavana, one performs a mitzvah, he needs kavana, or perhaps it's kavana's kinyan, like when it comes to being makna, an object, one has to have kavana. The Chacham Tzvi comes out that he feels that it's kavana's kinyan. The Ktzais, however, in Simen Reish, Ayin Hesef Katan Dalet, is mashma that he is knighted to the Tzad, that it's Kavanas Mitzvah. Comes along Reb Shimon in Shari Yosher, in Shari Zayin, Perek Vav, And he says he feels that it's rachlik to say that one needs kabanas mitzvah. He says because after all, if one looks in the Torah in Siman Kuf Samach Tes, the Torah writes on this halacha tzar sheichav nushneihem. What is the kavana? Shehi mutaris lazar b'chalitza zu. They both have to have kavana that with this action, she's becoming mutter to a zar. Zakir Shimon, if the kavana that we're talking about is kavanas mitzvah, like you find by mitzvah tzriches kavana, over there the kavana is that one is mechaven to mekayim the mitzvah Hashem through this action. But from the fact that the Torah says that the kavana is just that this action is going to make her mutter is mashma, that the inyan of kavana over here is a different inyan. The inyan of kavana, zakir shari yosher, is not a regular kavanas kinyan, and it's not a kavanas mitzvah, but rather the kavana over here is in order that the action should be considered an action of chalitza hamataris. And he says, without them having in mind and knowing that through this action she's becoming mutter, so it's stam like taking off a shoe. It is not considered a chalitza hamataris. He says, as far as having a machshav and a ratzin that through this they want to take off the zika, like they one needs one of my machshavas gerishin, that is not necessary. And he says, and it comes to come out according to his yisaid, that we see the inyan of chalitza is not that the person himself, the yavam and the yavama, is causing the heter, but rather it's a din shamayim, because you see it's not dependent upon his ratzin and his das, as long as they know with this action she is becoming mutter, even though if that's not their ratzin, it's not their das, it makes no difference. The emes is a little bit mashma like Rav Shimon is saying from the Esim Gemara. The Gemara first thought that Chalitza Mutas means Chalitza Vata Kaintza. Rish Lakish understood it to mean that they tell him, do Chalitza, and through this Chalitza, you're going to be getting married to her. And on that, the Gemara asks, wait, there's a halacha that one needs Kavana, and this is a stira to the halacha of Kavana. Now, according to the Tzais HaChayshen, that the Kavana that one needs by Chalitza is you're doing L'Shem Mitzvah, so what's the stira? What's the contradiction? Enochanan is a din, they have to mecham, they're doing a mitzvah with this procedure. But at the same time, why is that a stira to chalitza b'kachat ha-kainza? So he thinks he's going to be able to get married after doing chalitza. But he's still being mecham, this action is l'shem mitzvah. From here, we mashma, the way of Shimon saying, which is meduyik in the Torah, that the kavana chalitza gufa is that with this action, she's going to become mutaris lazar. And since what they're telling him is chalitza b'kachat ha-kainza, that no, through this chalitza, you're going to become mutter to her. So therefore, that is a stira to the kavana that is necessary by the maisa chalitza. The Gemara comes out, the chalitza mutas, which is kosher, is talking about chahegavna, a case where they tell the yavam chalitza, do chalitza to the yavam al-manash etitun lecha masayim zuz, on condition that she pays you 200 zuz. And the din is that it is kosher, even though l'besayif at the end she does not end up giving the Masayim Zuz. The Tama Dava Rashi learns because it's mefurish in the Gemara Masechtas Suvis on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph that all Tanoim are learnt out from the parish of Bnei Gad or Bnei Ruvain, and therefore everything needs to be comparable to there. And just like over there by the Tanai Bnei Gad or Bnei Ruvain, it was Al Yedei Shlichus, that the Chalukah Sa'aras eventually would be done through the Shliach of Moshe Rabbeinu. He made the Tanai with the Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain, but the actual Chalukah would be through the Shliach Yeshua. Therefore, only Chayigavna, something which is Shayach v'Shlichas, is their Shayach, the Parish of Tanoim. And She'enken Chalitza, which is not Shayach v'Shlichas, because the Yavam, the man, cannot make a Shliach, Hu Avdin, there is no Tanai that could be done as well by Chalitza. Now, why indeed is the halacha that by chalitza it is not possible for the yavam to make a shliach? The Rashi over here in Mitzvah Chalitza in Siman Tesvav writes, because since the Torah says v'chol sanah lo'i me'al raglai, that the shoe should be removed from upon his foot, therefore le'shaya shlichus it is not possible to make a shliach. The Kavod Sa'aris in Siman Ayin Vav Sifkatan Tezayin is very bothered by the Divrei HaRash. He writes, Devarav Stumen, his words are like locked up and hidden. What exactly is the kavan of the Rush? Mabakach, why was the big deal? The fact just because it says, Chol Tzanalei Me'al Raglai, why is that a reason that he cannot make a shliach? The Birchas Avram wants to explain that the pshat in the Rush is that the Rush goes L'shitasai. The Rosh Maseches Nedarim on Daf Ayin Beis on Beis teaches us that since the Shmiah of a Neder, the listening of a Neder, is a Midah Mela, therefore is not Shayach Shlichus when it comes to listening to a Neder. The Hainu Shlichus, the concept of Shlichus, we only find by a Maisa, when there's an action involved, and not in a situation where the person is just being passive. And since when it comes to listening to a Neder, it's not considered a Maisa, an action being done, it's just the passiveness of having, just hearing the Neder. Hu Adin Zakt, the Berachas Avraham, that's the Rush means here as well. Since Mitzad the Yava, Mechol Tanala, Me'al Raglai, the shoe must be removed from his foot. It's a Midah Memela, there's no action involved. The shoe just has to be removed from his foot. So on such a thing, it does not pass Shlichus. Now as far as Rashi says that since by Chalitza there is no Shlichus, therefore there is no Tanai, and therefore even if the 200 Zuz is not given, still the Chalitza is valid, one has to explain this further, because the Emes is Taisus Mesechtes Ksuves on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph asks a very strong kash on this. Zaktaisus, we know, we don't just learn out everything, that everything has to be similar to Bnei Gad or Bnei Ruvain. We only learn out from Bnei Gad or Bnei Ruvain things that have a svara behind it. Zaktaisus, the greatest raya to this is, we don't say that the same way that by Bnei Gad or Bnei Ruvain, the Tanai was, had to do with giving of karka, and therefore Tanayim only applies to cases of the Sinas karka. But rather, we only learn out things that have a pshat, have a svara behind it. If so, ask Taisvis, what is the svara that only something which is isa b'shlichus is isa b'tanai? Taisvis explains, "Hainu time, this is the reason, the hayo ba'amaisa kol kach b'yaday, sheyachu l'kaimai aydei sheliach, svaru sheyayei k'moykein b'yaday l'shavi b'tanai." So Taisvis, the svara goes like this. Davka is something which is so much in the hands of the person, he's even able to give it over to a shliach to perform for him. There's a svar behind that, that hu adin, he has a kayach, he's considered the full bialim on this action, that he can make a tanai in this action. Asha'enkin Taisus explains, chalitza, she'em v'yad l'kayim l'idei shliach, since by chalitza he cannot do it through a shliach, therefore it is also not considered kol kach in his hand to place a tanai in the chalitza. And therefore, even if the tanai does not work out, still the maisa chalitza is still kayim. It's interesting to note, however, that it comes out from Taisus's understanding, milsa de leisa v'shlichas leisa b'tanai comes from the fact that it's a siman. If a person does not have the ability to make a shaliach, that is a raya to us. Obviously, is not the full bialim on this maisa. It's not kol kach b'yaday, and therefore he does not have the capacity, the ability to place a tanai in the maisa. However, from the words of Rabbeinu Azriel in Mesechtes Nazir, brought down in the Shita Mekubetzes and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, we have another way to understand why milsa de leisa b'shlichus leisa b'tanai, a reverse understanding. Zot Rabbeinu is real. The Hachle Shaykh Lemi Boy Tnai the Efshai De Shliach Ketnai the Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain. Zot there Davka Gabi Maisa Be a Dayim Hu. When do we have this concept of Milsa De Leisa Be Shlichas Leisa Be Tnai? That's Davka when the action is being done Be a Dayim by the person Gagain Kinyan Chalitza Get Kedushin Kayaitzeben. He says over there Hasam Vadai. Since he is not able to mekayim it through someone else, only through, we need the person himself to do it. Taisus says, therefore, all of ha-maisa, the maisa is considered a very strong action. We need the owner himself, we need the bialim himself to perform this act. So obviously this act is a very powerful act. Therefore, I feel leinis kayim ha-tanai, leinis batal ha-maisa. Therefore, Chai Gavna, even if the Tanai is not in the Skayim, the Maisa is not in the Spatel. When it's a Milsa, the Isa B'Shlichus, so that proves to us that this action is not such a powerful action. It can even be delegated to someone else. So over there, if the Tanai is not in the Skayim, it has the ability to knock out the Maisa. Mashenkin, Dr. Rabbeinu Azriel, reverse Svara. If it can't be given over to a Shliach, that's a siman that this Maisa obviously is a very powerful Maisa. We need the Baldover himself to perform it. And because of that very same reason, even if the Tanai is not Niskayim, the Tanai does not have the ability to mevatel such a strong Maisa. The Gemara further tells us that Bas Chamud, the Rav Papa, the daughter of the family of Rav Papa, Nafel Lifnei Yavam Shein Haganla, fell to Yibam in front of a Yavam who was not appropriate for her. Asl Kamid Abayi, she came before Abayi, Amar Lecha Loitzla, Ubekachata Kainza. He said, he told the man, do chalitza, and through that, you'll marry her. Amalir of Papa, Rav Papa told Abayi, Leisavel Amar, Lehad Amar, Rav Yochanan. Don't you agree with that which Rav Yochanan had taught? That Rav Yochanan said, chalitza, Ubekachata Kainza, is not considered a valid chalitza. So Abayi said, Velahechi Emele, what should we tell him to do? Amalei chalitza, Manashe, Titan, Lechamasayim Zuz. Tell him to do chalitza on condition that he gives 200 zuz. Labasa the chalot, so the Gemara tells us after this fellow did chalitza, Omar le zil havle. Abayi then turned to the woman and he said, now give the fellow the money that you owe him. Rashi explains, because you accepted upon yourself that if he'll perform chalitza, you'll pay him for it. And Rashi explains, though the chalitza will not become pasul if the money is not given, because, like we explained previously, it's milsa de leisa b'shlichas leisa b'tnai, but still there's an obligation to go ahead and pay the money. Midina kishar schiras de alma. Not any worse when someone is hired for a job, where he does the job, he's obligated to go ahead and pay the fellow. Memela Abayi was telling this Yavama, you have to go ahead and pay him. The Gemara says that Omar le Rav Papa, Rav Papa said back to him, Mishatani Bach Avdalay. There is no obligation in this case because he just played a game with him. Milay Tanya, didn't we learn similarly? Harishayot Bayreach Min Beis HaAsur. And if someone was freeing prison, running away, Vaisam Avra Lefanov, and there was right in front of them the ferryman, Va'amalay told Dinav Avirani, take a whole dinner and take me across in Leil Eschari. He does not get the full dinner. He's only paid the amount it normally costs. Alma Amalei Meshatani Bach. You see this concept, you could say I was just playing around with you. Hachanami over here as well, Meshatani Bach. And since over here the fellow is obligated to do the chalitza, therefore you could say Meshatani Bach, and she is not obligated to pay. Now it comes out from our Gemara that the Ikar Taina of Rav Papa on Abayi was that since over here there's an obligation for the Yavam to perform the chalitza, therefore, we cannot compare it to a regular case of Schiras de Alma. But barring that Svara, Abayi was right, that since at the end of the day, this person went ahead and did Chalitza based on what she said, and she said that she would pay 200 zuz, if not for the fact that he anyways had obligation to do it, she would be mechuyev to give him 200 zuz. And in fact, from here, the Avnei Meluim in Simen Chavtes, Sif Katin Yudalad, takes it out from here, Yisoy Gadol, when it comes in Hilchas Tenoim, Mekach, Kedushin, and Gittin, that any time we have a chesaron in the Tanai she'en a kafel, ein a chanami, the Tanai in such a case does not have the ability to mevatel the chalais. However, if the Tanai was the person, if I'm a kaddish, you'll give $200, so that still a person still is mechuyev to give the $200 mitzad Hilchas Schiras, because that was the upmach, that's what they decided between the two, that with this maisa, there will be an obligation, a return of 200 zuz. However, the Nesivas HaMishpat in Simen Chavtes, Sif Katan Yud, takes issue with the Mahalach of the Avnei Meluim. And he says, we don't find in any paisik such a thing, that where the Tanai is batal, there still is an obligation to give the money, mitzad, schirus. He says, Avada calls man, there is no Tanai don kemishpatei atanoim, is considered petumei mili ba'alma, just talking. And he says, look what I wrote in Teres Gittin. In Teres Gittin, he explains further in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel Sivkatet Aleph, and he says, Bishleim, when it comes to chalitza, since by chalitza it's not possible to make a Tanai, so if so, when they went ahead and said, do the chalitza, but Tanai, that I give you $200, the kavana is not that if the $200 is not given, the chalitza will become batal, because that's impossible. So Baal Karchof, the way we understand what she was saying was, I become a chalif to pay you 200 zuz for the actual action of chalitza. Mashenki, when it comes to a get where a tanai does work, if so, since they went ahead and made this tanai, and the tanai was misbatal, mehechatesi to now switch it around and say there was also his chayvis involved. If it works as a Tanai, it works as a Tanai. If it won't work as a Tanai, then the whole thing is batal. Masha Enkin Zakta Nesivis, it says only a special svar the Gemara is saying by Chalitza. Since by Chalitza, Tanayim don't work, so we understand what she meant to say was that should be his Chaimus. Ramosha Feinstein takes out from our Gemara a very fascinating Psak Halacha Lamaisa found in Igris Moshe Chayshe Mishpat Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed Zayin. The story over there seemed to have been that there was a teacher in a school, and they told the teacher that if he'll leave the school without making a big deal and bringing them to Beis Din, so they'll go ahead and pay him for all his hitzoyis, everything that it cost for him to transfer all his belongings to the new place. But there was no kinyan made, and now the school wants to go back and wants to say, well, there was no kinyan made, and therefore we're not going to pay. Zokter Amayisha, based on our Gemara, we see that a person can't say such a thing. You can't say, Mishata Nibach, I was just playing a game with you. Because we find by Chalitza, when there was a Tanai, Omanashe Tilim Chomasayim Zuz, the only reason why Rav Papa says it doesn't apply is because since by Chalitza, the person anyways is obligated to do it Bechinam for free. And therefore, there's no ischaivus. But without that svara, the fact that they made up something and now someone does something based on what they made up, like Rashi explains, that was Abaye's svara. That it should be like Shar Schiris to Alma, like any time that a deal is made up. And a person does something based on the understanding and what they made up between each other, that there is an obligation to go ahead and pay that money. It's interesting to note, however, as far as the big machlekes we have between the Nesivis and the Avnei Miluim, when it comes to a regular Tanai, does it automatically, even if the Tanai is batal, does it transform into a Chiyuv Schiras? Where the Nesivis held that no, by a regular Tanai we do not say this. The Emes and the Ritva over here is Mamish Mufurish, like the words of the Nesivis. The Ritva speaks out, Perish Ink Naketnai the Alma, Shamaisa Talibahem. This is different than every Tanai that we find, where over there the Maises depend upon the Tanai. The Hasim and Leiratz Lekayim Tanai, or Shus Biyadai Via Maisa Batal. Over there, if it does not want to be Kayim the Tanai, that's up to him, and the Mais will be Batal. Aval Hacha She'ena Maisa Toli B'Tanai, Kia Maisu Kayim Legamri, when it comes to Chalitza. Since this Maisa is not Toli in any Tanai, because the Maisa is going to be valid no matter what, Ein Ha Tanai Ela Kimasna B'Schiris. Therefore, and only because of this, do we view the Tanai as being Masna B'Schiris? Mefurish in the Ritva, like the Mahalach of the Nesivis. Now, there's a very fascinating Ritva in the Sugya. Rashi had explained in the Gemara that the reason why over here it's not considered like a regular Schiris is because over here the person was obligated anyways to go ahead and give her a Chalitza. And who I did in the Ritva seems to understand that that very same Svar applies by the case of the Mavaris, where the person was running, trying to escape the jail, and he go ahead and ask the person to cross him using the ferry boat. Over there as well, the person was obligated to help him out. However, the Ritva feels that that's not enough. One has to add a little bit more, that generally that itself would not be a reason to say that since at the end of the day they made up a deal to pay a certain amount of money, that would not absolve the person from that obligation. Rather, the Ritva adds, and he says, we have to be maisif, that since over here in both cases the person was in an einus, he was being forced into this whole situation, like in the case of the Chalitza, this woman, this was a Yavim She'ena Hagunla, and by the case of the Mavirus, he was stuck, he needed to get across the river. Therefore, Zakta Ritva Yusayd, a psika that comes about because of an einus, is not considered a proper psika. And the Ritva applies this as well, that in a case where you have someone who is very sick and he goes to the pharmacist, and the pharmacist knows he's very sick, and therefore he charges him a tremendous amount of money, and he agrees to him, the halacha is he's only obligated to pay for the actual value of the medicine. And so too the Ritva says, who I didn't, if someone goes to a top-notch doctor, and the person knows he's desperate to get into him, and therefore he charges him an exorbitant amount of money. Zakta Ritva is considered a psika ba'ainis, and the person is not obligated to pay. However, the Ritva says there are those who argue with him, and they hold that even though by the case of medicine, they'll agree that over there it's a psika ba'ainis, and it's considered more than the value. However, someone who makes a psika with a raife, that the raife should use his wisdom to heal him, Over there, the Ritva says, wisdom one cannot put a price tag on, and therefore he's obligated to pay no matter how much the charge was. However, the Ritva takes issue with this because the Ritva says that granted, wisdom is something that you cannot put a price tag on, but as far as that is concerned, the doctor is mechuyev to give him that wisdom because it's not any worse than avedas gufay. But halacha is the same way you have to return a person's lost object. So there's a mitzvah from the raife to return the person's health to himself. And as long as he gets paid like a worker, that's enough. And he cannot charge more money than that. I believe I once saw a fascinating question from Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein with a chassan who was the day of his chassan and he needed a haircut. And he came into the barber shop. And the fellow said, oh, he figured he's a chassan, he could charge him a tremendous amount of money. The guy is desperate. And he charged him a tremendous amount of money for the haircut. And afterwards, I believe he used this ritva that he said the person at the end of the day only has to pay the amount that was necessary. Because the ritva says that where a psika was ba'ainis, he was forced into it. He had no choice. Over there, the psika is not considered a proper psika, and he only has to pay the barber what his real value is. The Mishnah tells us the procedure of chalitza, what happens when they come, him and the Yavama to come into Beis Din. The Mishnah details the procedure, and then it says, V'nikr Shemai B'Yisrael Beis Chotz Hanal. The Pasuk says that his name is called in Klal Yisrael Beis Chotz Hanal. The Mishnah brings down a machleika as two Tanayim, mitzvah b'dayanim v'loy mitzvah b'talmidim. According to the Tanakhama, the mitzvah is that the dayanim go ahead and call out chalitza hanal, chalitza hanal. However, the students do not call it out. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, mitzvah al kol ha'ayimdim sham loymar chalitza hanal. It is actually a mitzvah on everyone who is there to go ahead and say chalitza hanal, and that's what it says in the Gemara as well. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda, pamachas yinu yoshim lifnei Rabbi Tarfin. One time we were sitting in front of Rabbi Tarfin, ubas Yavama lachlitz, and Yavama came to do chalitza, v'amar lanam, and he told us, Anu kulchem, all of you answer, chalitza hanal, chalitza hanal, chalitza hanal. And in fact, my shver told me that he once was at a chalitza procedure by Ramay Shabik, and indeed afterwards he told everyone in the crowd to say together, chalitza hanal, chalitza hanal, chalitza hanal. Now the Aruch Hanayah brings down a very stark question that Taisis Yantav quotes, B'shem the Gur Aryeh. Ask the Gur Aryeh, the language of the Pasuk is, V'nikr Shmai B'Yisrael, Beis Chalitza Hanal. If so, how come we find that all they say is Chalitza Hanal, Chalitza Hanal? Well, Chaira, they should say the entire phrase of Beis Chalitza Hanal. Answers the Aruch Hanayah, perhaps we can say based on the Gemara earlier in Yevamos on Daf Mem Dalet. The Gemara earlier says Beis Chalitza Hanal. From there we learn at Halacha Hakasav Kare Beisai. We see that even after a Chalitza is done, the one who got the chalitza, the Yavama, is referred to as his house. So we see that bias is a reference to the Yavama. Now even though the Gemara over there is saying in Aliba Derbi Akiva, Zokhtar Lener, the Tanakhama, does not argue on that. He just holds that it does not become Kebesei Mamish that there should be an Isra Minatayra of him getting married to her relatives. But still he agrees that the word bias does not go on the Yavam, but it goes on the Yavama. If so, he says, V'nikr Shemai B'Yisrael, his name is called. He says, obviously it has to be that she is called bias. We have to split the pasuk. V'nikr Shemai B'Yisrael, bias is what she is called, but he is called as Chalitza Hanal, that the shoe, the one whose shoe was taken off. If so, and they go ahead and they read and they say Chalitza Hanal, Chalitza Hanal, since they're talking about him, V'nikr Shemai, therefore it's referred to as just Chalitza Hanal, Chalitza Hanal. The Gemara teaches us, Abayi says, the one who's helping the Isha go ahead and read the words when it comes to the Chalitza procedure must take care that when she says, Loi Ava Yavmi, this fellow does not want to do Yibam with me, he must take care not to read it separately as Loi, and then Ava Yavmi, because that would give off the connotation that Ava Yavmi, he wants to do Yibum to me. Rather, these three words must be read together without any break. Loi Ava Yavmi, he refuses to do Yibum to me. And Hu Adin, when he goes ahead and he helps the man read the psukim, he should not read Loi by itself and Chafatzti Lakachta, I want to take her, but rather he must read it all together. I do not want to take her. I do not want to marry her. Rava, however, argues with Abaye, and Rava says, question, if her girls afsuke milsahi, the less one ba, or asuke milsa, what the site is, Rava is saying that since it is all coming to complete, he's completing his words, even though he starts on saying loy, and then he finishes chafatz dilakachta, but since he's completing the original word that he said, we understand it as one thing, like chafatz dilakachta, and therefore one need not be concerned with Abai, what Abai feels is an issue. Ask Taisa a very strong question. We have a Gemara in lieu of HaGazel, in Mesechta Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches Amabez, where Rava himself says, Leleima Inish Baruch Haba, the Hadar B'Shem Hashem. When someone is saying in Hallel the words Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem, blessed is the one who comes in the name of Hashem, he should not split up the two and say Baruch Haba, pause, and then say B'Shem Hashem, in the name of Hashem. Why? Because it's as if saying B'Shem Hashem, the name of Hashem, in vain, saying it by itself. Therefore, one must ensure to say it all together, Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem. Blessed is the one who comes, B'Shem Hashem. And over there, Rav Safra says, Afsuke Milsi, V'Les Lomba, you're just finishing up the original words, the original thought, what you were saying, and therefore, Les Lomba, there is no issue over here. So it seems that Rava is a direct stira. Mineu Bey, Rava over here is the one who says that there's no concern to go ahead and read it as Loich, and then Chafatz Dilakachta, because Afsuke Milsi, you're just finishing up what you're saying. Yet Rav himself says it is an issue over there in Masechta Sukkah, that one cannot say Baruch Haba, and only afterwards B'Shem Hashem. Taisus gives two answers. One answer is, well, our Sugya over here comes after the Sugya Masechta Sukkah. And after Rav Safra told Rava that no, there is no issue, granted Rava originally thought there would be an issue to say Baruch Haba and then say B'Shem Hashem, but once Rav Safra told him that no, Afsuke Milsi V'Les Lomba, Rava agreed with Rav Safra's logic, and therefore Rava over here says as well, there is no concern. Or perhaps Taisus says, Ay, Shema Yesh L'Chalik. Perhaps we can draw a distinction between the two sugyas, the sugya in Masechta Sukkah, and the sugya in Yevamos. But Taisa does not tell us what exactly is the nafkamina, what distinction does he have in mind. Zakhtar al-Khaner, he feels Pshan Taisa like this. That Taisa is saying, perhaps there's a nafkamina when we're talking about the name of Hashem. That over there, Rav is machmir, not to break up the two, Baruch Haba, then say a hafsik and then do B'Shem Hashem, because since you're dealing with saying the name of Hashem, that's a very chomerdik thing. That's a very serious thing, that it shouldn't seem as if you're saying the name of Hashem Levatala in vain for no reason. And there Rava says a person should not say Baruch Haba, stop, and then say B'Shem Hashem. Mashenkin in our sugya, where it's just a question of Mashmois, does it sound like you're saying Loi Avayami? Does it sound like you're saying Loi Chafatz Delekachta? On that Rava says it's enough the fact that we know you're finishing up what you're saying, now we understand the whole phrase as one, that's good enough. There is no concern. Dafka over there in Masechta Sukkah is in of Kvayit Shamayim Zot Aruch Lener. That's what Taisus means to say, that Shema Yesh L'Chalik. The Chachmas Manoyach wants to offer another explanation of the Shema Yesh L'Chalik of Taisus. What is the nafkamina between the Sugya in Sukkah and the Sugya over here in Yevamos? He wants to say that over here, since everyone's here to perform the Chalitza procedure, so it's muchach mineu bei, it is obvious that when the person is saying loy, chafatz dilakachta, he's not coming to say no, I want to take her. Obviously, he means to say loy chafatz dilakachta, I don't want to take her. And who adin when she comes to say that he does not want to take me? Mashenkin in the sugya over there, in Masechta Sukkah, where the person is just saying Baruch Haba, and then he stops and he says B'Shem Hashem, maybe he means to say it that way. And therefore, Rav over there holds that it indeed is an issue. Gemara further tells us, Amar Rava Achla Tuma V'Raksa, if the Yavama went ahead and ate some garlic and spat it out, Achla Gargishta V'Raksa, she went ahead and she chewed on some clay and she spit it out, Layasav Leiklum, that is not considered a valid Rikika. My time, why not? The Yarkum Me Atzma Be'inam V'Leika. We need to have that the Eureka, her spittle, comes from herself, not from something foreign that she placed in her mouth, and then she spat it out. Now it's very interesting, the Shulta Gibayrim points out that the Rush says the Rif does not bring the words of Rava. This halacha of Rava, that if she spits out garlic, it's no good. If she chews on clay and she spits it out, it's no good. The Rif himself is mashmit this halacha, does not bring down this halacha. Zot the Shulta Gibayrim, perhaps the pshat in the Rif is, he holds that we say a svar of Yasha b'lay tutuche reik. The same way we had said in the Gemara previously, that when she spits blood, it's good because Yasha b'lay tutuche reik, there is definitely particles of spittle that are there as well. So therefore, Hu'adin, when she spits out something that she was chewing or eating, there's definitely halakim, partial parts, particles made out of spittle, and therefore there is no issue. However, he ends off, Nagul Wamaina Milechoklum. The minig, however, is that the Yavama fasts and she does not eat anything in order that she be no issue. What should come out is totally just spittle itself. However, the Shulta Gibayrim says, interesting, it's a Tzarech Iyan because the Rif, the Gersa we have in the Rif, is Gairis, the words of Rava. Amos is the Rif that we have has it in parentheses for this very reason, Luchaira. Because it would seem that it's a question over here whether we have this Gersa or not. The Rush clearly did not have this Gersa in the Rif, but what we have in front of us seems to, yes, have the Gersa in the Rif of Achla Tuma, V'acha Gargishta, V'raksa, Liyasav, Liklum, that is not considered a Rikika B'chal. The Gemara tells us further, V'amar Rava, Chichi Dayani, L'mechsi, Ruka, Kinafet, Mipume, Diyavama. The Dayanim have to see the spittle as it exits the mouth of the Yavama, the Chsiv, Le'ene, HaZakeinim, V'yarka, to the eyes of the Zakeinim, V'yarka, and she will spit. Now there's a big machlekes Rishayim over here, whether this halacha is Dafka, the Bezin has to see the spittle, or does the Yavam as well need to see the spittle as it comes out of the mouth of the Yavama? The ones who hold Dafka Bezin, they say, well, it's Meduyik, in the Lashon of the Gemara, the Ritva brings down, it says, Bezin needs to see the spittle, Tricha Dayan, Lamech, Siruka, Kinafak, Mimpumi, the Yavam, the Sivla, Eni, Azakanim, the Yarka, it has to be to the eyes of his Azakanim. However, there are others who argue, other Rishonim say that no, Zlav Dafka, Hu'adin, the Yavam as well, must see the spittle as it exits the mouth of the Yavama. And according to this Shita, they say that's the Pshaway. It says, Acheletis Menasuma Chalitzasek Sher, which is Mashma Lashem B'Dieved, because L'chatzchila, the din is that the Yavam has to be able to see the spittle as well. Now the Karen Ora asks that the Rambam Paskins, that this whole din is that the Yavam need to see the spittle, is only l'chatchila. However, if they did not see her spit, it is still kosher, and it's not necessary for her to spit another time. Ask the Karen Ayra, but it's mashma in the beginning of the parak that it's a real drasha that le'ene azakenim to tell us that the dayanim need to see the spittle. So even if you'll tell me the chalitza is not possible if they don't see it, but why shouldn't they l'chah pachas and make her spit another time? And so he brings down the Kasha B'Shem, the Karban Eda, who asked this very question. Karen Ur wants to answer that really the Ikur Pasuk L'Eni Azakenim is going back on the Chotza Nalei. That the Dayanim have to go ahead and see the Yavama remove the shoe. And this that Rava Darshan, Strichi Dayanim L'mech Siruka, Kinafag Mipumei the Yavama, the Siv L'Eni Azakenim V'Yarka, is really just an Asmachta Ba'alma. Because of either the Ikur Pasuk is not going on seeing the spittle, but rather the Ikur Pasuk is going on and seeing the actual removal of the shoe. The parak ends off with the Braisa, Tanya, Amr, Rabbi Yehuda, Pamachas, Yinu, Yoshim, Lufnei, Rabbi Tarfin. One time we were sitting in front of Rabbi Tarfin, Ubas, Yavama, Lachlites, V'Amar Lanu, he told us, Anu, Kulchem, all of you answer, Chalitz Hanal, Chalitz Hanal, Chalitz Hanal. What is the meaning of why this is repeated three times? Chalitz Hanal, Chalitz Hanal, Chalitz Hanal. In the Pirush Beis Yosef, in the Seder Chalitza, in Simen Pei Beis, he explains the reason is because there are three things we are saying. Number one, we are saying that the Yavam removes his shoe like an Avel, like someone who is an Avelis. Number two, we say he's removing his shoe like someone who is put in Nidoi, who is put in Cherem. And number three, he removes his shoe as a punishment for going against the mitzvah that was given in Har Sinai, the mitzvah of Yibam. And corresponding to that, they all say, Chalitz Hanal, Chalitz Hanal, Chalitz Hanal.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.